It's Monday, November 1st, 2004, and welcome to the Everything Digital Podcast. And as I said, welcome to the Everything Digital Podcast. This is my first show. So I'd like to start by talking about my setup. First of all, I'm using an iBook G3. And on that, I'm running Rogue Amoebas, both in their freebies section, their Sound Source, and their Line In software. Also, I'm using Sound Studio. It's a sound recording app that comes built in on some of the newer Apple computers, but it you can download it free off the internet. Also, just a standard headset with a microphone and earpiece, and iTunes for music. So basically, in these podcasts, I hope to have possibly 1 week, pretty much whenever I can get them out. I hope to include mostly technology news, new technology that comes out, also maybe a little bit of current events, or really anything interesting. I'm hoping to get some interviews or co-hosts in the future. For that, I can use iChat AV or the iPod Belkin voice recorder. Let's get started with the show. I'd like to start by talking about the iMac G5. I know it came out a while ago, but it's still big news. So, anyway, I think it's an incredible design. I think Apple never really fails on the design aspect. And I think it looks wonderful. I've had a chance to try it out in person. It's, of course, a G5, so it does operate very easily and quickly. When I saw it, I noticed was the 17-inch was quite slim. I liked it a lot. It was really sleek. But the 20-inch was a little bit bulky. The 20-inch, it's a little bit thicker, much heavier. It's neither model would really be considered a portable, but 20-inch is definitely less so. This is the ultimate computer if you're looking for simplicity. You hook up a Bluetooth keyboard and mouse, and basically it's a computer with one wire, and that's the power wire, of course. Only problems, low graphics card, only 64 megabytes. Really, that's behind the industry. I know it's an Apple graphics card, so it's soldered to the motherboard, and it does operate a little bit faster. But still, 64 megabytes is a little behind the market. We're looking at a market that's 256, if not more. Also, low RAM, or at least the standard RAM built in, 256 megabytes should definitely be higher than that. Of course, it can go higher, that requires an additional upgrade cost. No Bluetooth and no AirPort Extreme built in. Those are easy add-ons, but they do cost additional money. I think they should be standard features. It's good for an entry-level machine. It's pretty cheap for a G5. And also, Apple's been, the G5 Power, they've been lowering the price of those. The lowest one's now $1,500, which ends up being about the same as the low-end iMac G5 when you make it, give it more RAM and Bluetooth and air. So, Really, the iMac G5, I mean, if you don't need a lot of frills, then it's a pretty good entry-level machine. So I'd also like to talk about the iPod Photo, another new development in Apple technology. I'm gonna mostly talk about Apple in these podcasts because I definitely favor Apple over PCs, and I think they're the head of industry in design and definitely in functionality. So the iPod Photo is I think is pretty interesting. I like the look of the screen. It's nice and sharp. They changed the font to look better and a lot cleaner. But really, I don't see a whole lot of functionality in portable photo storage. You can do slideshows on the TV, but I really don't see every night bringing my iPod down and plugging it into the TV like I would listen to my iPod every day. So I think it's kind of taking away. I mean, Steve Jobs has said that the iPod is really supposed to be just about the music. I think it's kind of taking away from that. It's useful, especially with the Belkin photo transfer device. But really, I don't think the photo storage is all that functional. So it's a nice design. Of course, it's an Apple design, so I like it a lot. But I don't know. I mean, the photos, I'm sure I've seen video of it, and it looks like the photo interface is pretty good. You get a little console when you're doing the slideshows, so you can see what's coming up next and what picture you showed. But on the TV, the viewers just see the main picture. And also, I've heard that the photos scroll through extremely quickly, which is nice. It's definitely nice to just be able to see your life flashing by as you scroll through the photos. But I don't see a lot of point in seeing photos on a 2-inch screen. That's really all I planned for this podcast. Going back to the iMac G5, I thought I'd on in addition to t just talking about it, I thought I'd show on the Apple website they have the introduction video. So I thought I'd play a clip of that, and here it is. Let's get it started.
An iMac is just the ultimate consumer product that is so integrated, that's simple to use.
The fact that the iMac is a G5 processor, yet we've done it in a design that makes it the world's thinnest desktop, only 2 inches thick, and quieter than the previous iMac, to me is just outstanding.
The similarities between the iPod and iMac really stem from they're both designed with exactly the same approach, to evolve a solution until it seems just completely inevitable, completely essential. The iMac is so uncluttered, it's so quiet and serene, it just lets you do stuff that you want to do.
G5 really shines is when you use it in iLife. When you actually manage your photos, you manage videos, you manage your music, all that stuff really just screams with the G5 processor. It's really made to make iLife really go. Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started. Let's get it started.
Control a body and soul. Don't move too fast, people just take it slow. Don't get ahead, just jump through it. If I hear about it, the P's to do it. Get started, get stupid. Don't worry about it, people will walk you through it. Step by step like a new kid. Inch by inch with a new solution. Transmit heat with no delusion. The feeling's irresistible, that's how we move it.
Yo, everybody, yeah. Everybody, yeah. Let's get into it. Yeah. Get stupid, get started.
The iMac is amazing.
The new iMac is even more amazing.
Yeah, the new iMac is even more amazing.
Do you want it to do music, movie, take pictures, store pictures, surf the internet, go online and see your friend in Perpignan, France with your little camera, GarageBand, QuickTime, some movies, DVDs. This is all you need in the home. You got it right there.
This iMac right here. I'm jealous of the kids today because they have this knowledge ahead of where I was when I was younger. And I only wish that I could have had this.
I genuinely think this is one of our designs that has really clicked, that somehow there's a sort of harmony and a wholeness to the solution that it just feels really right. Everybody, let's get into it. Get stoked, get started,
And there you go. So that's all I have for today. Now I've got to tackle the issues of getting this set file on the internet and figuring out RSS code. I still have to work on that. So I'm going to sign off for now and see you on the next podcast.